Good evening. Close. Okay. Hi, Mrs. Basinski. This is Anton. Do you remember me? I recalled a former student with blue-green eyes and an engaging personality. How could I forget you, Anton? What's up? Remember in One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, the prisoner whose sentence they kept increasing for no reason? Yes, I do, I said. He put a clean white cloth on the dirty table when he ate, and he brought the spoon up to his lips. We discussed how he retained his dignity, he said. Yes, that's right, I said. My wife walked out on me this morning. I brought the spoon to my lips when I ate my oatmeal and thought, well, at least I haven't lost my dignity, he said. Oh, Anton, I'm so sorry. Where are you living? I asked. I'm calling you from the freeway in California. I just hope that I am strong enough to handle this, he said. What do you do for a living? I asked. I stop and start hearts in the operating room at UCLA Medical Center. You'll be fine, Anton. You'll be fine. This one is for Jimmy Savetic, who told me repeatedly that he liked this poem. Postcard from Tsingtao. Long after the 6th Marine Division took the airport at Okinawa, so fast that the Japanese were still landing planes there, long after bouncing in a Higgins boat, praying with his buddies, falling in a hole, coming up wet, sealing caves from which snipers killed Marines at night, long after the heat, the mosquitoes, the K rations, and the loneliness, Dad sat on a park bench in Tsingtao and read a book. Tapped on the shoulder, he turned to see his brother Mike. How are you, brother? Mike asked in Arabic. An embrace, an invitation to lunch on an aircraft carrier, two Arab-American brothers safe in China. This one, As Hazelwood Goes Green, was published in the Post-Gazette on January 13th. As Hazelwood Goes Green. Where are they now, these mill workers who kept J&L and LTV alive? They drove down 2nd Avenue, stopped for Sunday Mass at St. Stephen's, punched the time clock, drove only American cars. They made soup in the mill, stopped at Jerz's for goulash, talked about their kids, bragged about their college dreams. They joined the Rotary Club, the Knights of Columbus. Some became Little League coaches. They sold tickets for their church raffles. They cheered for the Steelers, danced polkas at weddings, visited their mothers on Sundays, cried when they walked their daughters down the aisle. They were men of steel. My husband David went on a safari in Zimbabwe, and he was gone for 3 weeks. I didn't know when I would see him or if I would see him. So I would ask this question. This is just called When. When will he come to me? At dawn, when the sun sears the sky? In the afternoon, when life swirls me in its stream? At dusk, when I'm locked in the sofa's embrace? No, he will come to me at night, when the rest of the world means nothing. We started a mentoring program at my high school for ninth graders, and since I taught seniors, the ninth graders didn't know who I was. So this is a true, sad but true story called Mentoring. Eager to impart some wisdom, I gathered materials for my ninth grade girls. They stood outside my room and screamed, "Yo, Pakistan!" I said, "I'm Mrs. Pasinski." "Whatever," one said. We met once a month, and when I asked how I could help, they got up, danced around, and hollered, "Woo!" To ingratiate myself with them, I gave them big Snickers bars. That put them on a sugar high. More dancing, more woo! This is called a refinement of gardenias. Billie Holiday's glory, a white gardenia tucked behind her ear, white whirl floating in the water, single or double flowers, some rose-shaped, others not, fragrant as a Monet garden, a corsage or a lay, blooming best in acidic soil. Set adrift in crystal or ceramic vases, she grieves the end of her two-day reign, not long enough to sweeten the world. Here's to the refinement of gardenias, their short lives ticking the clock, their whiteness dazzling our dismal days. 200 species of gardenias skim the water of crystal bowls, white petals standing out like swan's wings, trickling water. Thank you. And this is called Escape to Elysium. There's something wicked about Turkey Hill chocolate peanut butter cup ice cream. The satin streaks of peanut butter laced into the smooth chocolate cream are quite enough. But no, big chunks of peanut butter push me over the edge, and I fly to Mount Olympus to have dessert with the gods. Vowing to do better tomorrow, I pledge to lead an ice cream-free life. But then tomorrow comes. It's midnight, and the house is dark. The refrigerator starts to rock. And I hear, "Psst, I'm in here." My feet barely touch the floor. One spoonful turns into three, and I abscond with a carton altogether. Thank you. And the next reader is Fred Peterson.